The Nightingale's punctual arrival every year on the same date never ceases to amaze me. And their eloquent repertoire is ear-boggling. Ornithologists have recorded their singing up to 500 different phrases, and this from a creature weighing less than an ounce. For the 6 weeks they're in town, the males sing most of the night, showing off their catchy compositions to attract females. When do they sleep? They just flew more than 2,000 kilometers, and sometimes they sing during the day, too. They often return to the same unlikely spots each year. This one is perched on a slender branch on a small side street just a 5-minute walk from Berlin's main train station. The large wall of an apartment house nearby provides great acoustics, so even with the trams and cars going by, his song carries a good distance. Another nightingale frequents a patch of woods behind a Mormon church a few kilometers away. And then there's the one who hangs out at the Victory Column near a large statue of the 19th century Prussian field marshal, Helmut Karl Bernhard Graf von Moltke. With 1/3 of its land surface said to be green space, Berlin still enjoys a reputation as the greenest capital city in Europe. But if the current building spree doesn't slow down, this city will be a lot less melodious in the future. When this nightingale mates, his female partner will lay 4 to 5 eggs in a cup-shaped nest she'll build with coarse grass and dead leaves. The babies hatch about 2 weeks later. Next month, they'll all head further north to Scandinavia. Then, in August, it's back to Africa for the winter. A couple of times on this small side street, people who've driven by late at night have slowed down to ask if I'm okay. Yes, I reply. I'm just listening. Alexa Dvorsen, DW, Berlin.